Penguin Random House Audio presents Bradstreet Gate by Robin Kerman. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Prologue. A young man stood on her stoop, tall with lanky hair falling in his face and thin, busy lips that he chewed while she studied him across the threshold. No one she'd met before. The sun was sharp. The maple outside her house was spiked with buds. Spring had arrived without her noticing. Georgia Calvin? She turned to check on Violet, in the dining room behind her, jabbering in her high chair. Miss Calvin? I'm Nat Kraus. He shifted his knapsack to offer her his hand. I left a message I'd be coming. There had been several messages, in fact, from a young man at the Crimson. She'd erased them all without playing them through. Only one matter ever brought reporters calling, though years had passed since anyone had tried. This May, it would be 10 years exactly since Julie Patel's murder. Georgia always marked the day, May 5th, and made sure flowers were delivered to the family. Mr. and Mrs. Barid Patel, 32 North Beattie Street, Pittsburgh, PA. 9 bouquets and no replies. Nonetheless, she kept sending them, hoping that if she hadn't been forgiven, she might at least be accepted as a valid participant in the family's tragedy, someone who'd been involved in those events the way they had, directly and against her will, unlike the many others who'd taken an interest in the murder out of some personal objective, the Nat Krauses of the world. You're the Harvard reporter. Editor-in-chief, actually.